Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now for the very important COVID conversation is Professor Adrian Puran, who is the Acting Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning, Chad, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, we need to thank you, Professor. You're the exceptionally busy one that's doing so much to be able to keep us updated on what's happening. So let's just jump right in. What do the hospitalization and death toll numbers look like in Gauteng at the moment?
Yeah, so in the main, Chad, the numbers still are decoupled from the numbers of cases. As you know, when you look at the case numbers, these have been extremely high. And in Gauteng, we've certainly reached the peak, and it's now a declining set of numbers for the cases. However, this is still decoupled from the hospitalization rates and mortality rates. So these are rising, but not to the same extent. So it's a very different picture, which I think the projections are that our hospital systems should not be overwhelmed over this particular period, which I think is a good thing. Because when you look at rates of oxygen use, bed capacity, and ventilation, these are very different when we compare this to the previous Delta wave.
Will we see a surge considering that there's going to be so many people getting together on vacation during the festivities? Would that contribute towards perhaps another wave, or will it just perhaps create a surge within the fourth wave?
My sense would be, again, when I'm looking at the data from last night, in fact, it's quite interesting that the day before, when we looked at certainly the coastal provinces, there was still an upward surge, but it looks as if they may well also be reaching their peak. So you're right, there's greater movement and therefore greater contact and likelihood of an increase in numbers, but these will probably likely contribute to what we're seeing, but not necessarily a renewed resurgence, if you like, yes.
And Professor, do you know about our vaccination numbers? Those that didn't receive the first, or maybe did receive the first and not the second, if it was Pfizer, or haven't received the first, if they're going to go for J&J. Are we seeing constant movement with regards to vaccination centers where people are still going in and getting vaccinated?
Yeah, so this is of concern, because I think, again, when we're looking at the numbers and those extraordinary numbers that we've certainly seen during this particular wave, it's concerning that, in fact, the vaccine rates have declined. I know that there are renewed efforts within the Department of Health to really try and get people vaccinated. It's probably has to do with the season, as well as the fact that perhaps clinics are also closing, and so access may be a problem. But I think that the department is really trying to renew its efforts to really try and ensure people are vaccinated. And so again, I would really encourage your listeners, if you haven't been vaccinated, please try and access. Because again, when you look at the data, Chad, versus, you know, especially in the 50 years and above, the severity of disease in that particular group versus the previous wave is very different. It's much lower. And I think that what has contributed to that is not only so-called natural infections, but I think also the vaccine has contributed to that. So currently, I understand it's about 44% of the adult population have been fully vaccinated, but it obviously there are higher rates of vaccination in the older age groups. I really would like to encourage those groups to get vaccinated.
Professor Puran, thank you so much for keeping us updated these last 2 years. It's been hectic, I'm sure, for you. And I do hope you get some rest this long weekend.
You as well. Thank you very much for the opportunity, and to your listeners as well.
That was Professor Adrian Puran. He's the Acting Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, who is always willing to keep us updated from a scientific perspective on what is happening in respect of COVID.